Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 73. What are you thankful for this year? Hi, I'm Sharik Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group, where I'm the lead web designer and marketing strategist. And what we do is we help business owners convert traffic to more clients, followers, and engagement. You can get more information at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today by Rashana Price. How are you?
Hey, Sharik, I'm doing well. Hello, everyone. I am Rashana Price, a leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. I truly believe everyone has something awesome to give to the world, and I help my clients do that through coaching, speaking, and training opportunities. You can learn more about me and my new book, Be a Giver of Awesomeness, at RashanaPrice.com.
Awesome. So we're going to be talking about, since we're around Thanksgiving time frame, to just look back and reflect on what we're thankful for this year. And of course, you know, I think it's a great practice anyway to do that, because anytime you get an opportunity to show gratitude and thankfulness for God for whatever, even if you say this is not the best year of your life, there's always something to be thankful for, right?
Always, yes.
And so right now we're going to just talk about, you know, what are we thankful for, you know, individually. So I'll go ahead and start if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
For me, I'm just thankful for one thing I do, you know, in my prayers every night is I just thank God. I just find like three things, you know, when I start my prayer, I thank God for something, whether it's thank God for my son passing his test, or thank God for, you know, it could be anything, the rain, because it cooled down a little bit. Just finding, you know, I just try to find three things to thank God for every day. And that gives me a good spirit, and it helps me just, you know, it's a good way for me to relax. But looking back over the year, I'm definitely thankful to God for just blessing me to grow and increase in my, you know, not only my business, but also my professional development, my networking. I did a lot of speaking this year, so I was thankful for getting those opportunities. Thankful for, you know, the move to New Orleans, even though at first I will admit I was not the biggest fan of moving here, but I will say that everyone here has been very welcoming. Our church family has been very welcoming to us, and it's just one of those southern places where you speak. I mean, like someone, I don't think I saw this guy, and I walked past him, and he spoke, and I didn't know he did. And he doubled back and like, and he was like, hi. And I'm like, oh yes, I'm sorry. Hi. You know, so everyone has been like, I mean, down here, you definitely speak to everyone, and it has that southern feel to it where you really, you know, just greet people. And it's not like you just like in the city, you just kind of walk past and you're walking fast in your zone. So down here, you really have, you know, the opportunity to kind of take your time and really get to know people. And I've been blessed here to get to know some people in the business community and the church community who have really helped make this transition it's a blessing for my family. And just thankful that, you know, that God is helping me to get more focused, helping me to do a better assessment of myself and really look at where I need to start, you know, outsourcing out a little bit more, stop trying to take things on for myself, and helping me to kind of take a sigh of relief. And so I'm thankful for that, and just thankful for everything that God is doing and will do throughout the rest of this year.
Yeah, that's, oh, yes. So everything you said, I'm like, yes, exactly. I'm thankful for all of that. I think the biggest thing as I think about this year, and it's been an interesting year. I am super grateful for the shift in like just not doing the things that I thought I was going to do. This year has not gone at all the way I thought it was going to go, if you would have asked me at the beginning of January 2019. But I'm most grateful, I think, for publishing my book, for publishing the first of what will be many books, mm-hmm. Be a Giver of Awesomeness, because it's changed me and it's impacted people's lives. And before, I've coached several different people who've wanted to write books, and I would always talk to them about write the book, because you don't know who it's going to bless. You don't know where it's going to go. and getting over the, does it have to sell millions of copies to be successful, was what I used to help, what I've helped clients do. And now that I've done it, I am even more passionate about everyone needs to write a book.
Right.
It has, I don't care if you publish it privately just to say you published it and get five copies to have on your shelf. Write your story. So I am grateful and so thankful for the process of writing the book, for the divine intervention of how that came to be, of people asking me for a book, women specifically asking me for a book when I had an opportunity to speak, and for their action to ask, prompting me to actually do it, and then doing it. Like, I don't know, every day when I look at a copy of the book on a shelf, or as I sign books for people and send them out, or as they, I make a sale on Amazon, I'm like, yep, Lord, you're doing your thing. Because it's out there and it's changing people's lives and it's touching people. So I'm grateful for that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, that's definitely still one of my goals. And, you know, this year's not over yet.
That's right.
Expected move. And so, I'm definitely there to, with you on that. Publish it, do it. Like I said, this year is not over, and you will be here getting a book from me as well, because there's just nothing like that. It's nothing like having a goal accomplished, that feeling of I did this, you know, and I know you can speak to that, of just saying you're going to do it and then actually doing it.
Yeah. And I think being the example is another thing that I'm grateful for.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but this year, and maybe I've just been more aware of it, but this year, I've witnessed being an example for people in publishing my book and speaking publicly about being bullied and overcoming that, and just my tenacity for continuing to be in business. There are a lot, I can think of five people at the top of my head who said, yeah, I was in business and then I decided to go back and get a job. Like, it was just too hard. Mm-hmm. So being an example for others to say, like, you can do it, you can stay with it. And it is hard. You and I know it's hard. But it's totally worth it, especially when you're growing throughout the process. Because I think that's the third thing I'm grateful for, is my professional development this year and continuing to grow who I am, mm-hmm. to be who I'm called to be. That way I'm in position and have the posture that I need to help people on my journey.
Absolutely. Because I think we take that for granted, that, you know, people are watching us and they're looking to see, because, you know, sometimes, you know, and I've been there in my life where I've, you know, stood on the sidelines and I've watched someone go from where I am to where they are now, to, like, you know, the stratosphere. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to see someone do it to know that it's possible, because we, you know, we're good at, we talk about this too also in our previous episodes, how we're so good at talking ourselves out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That when you see someone else do it, and that person was in a similar place as you were, then, you know, you're like, wow, this is possible. A lot of times God places these people in your life to show you that, look, I'm not just telling you this, I'm not just blowing smoke. Look how I blessed this person over here. Mm-hmm. You know, look what I'm doing with this person, and I'm giving you that same calling to do this. So, you know, sometimes you put that people like yourself and me here so that people can see, okay, they're doing it. Because there are people who say, oh, I want a podcast so bad. How do I get started? You just do it.
You just do it. Right. And we've been doing it over a year, and it didn't even start out like this. So for those that have followed us, or maybe you're new to following us, like, we didn't start this way. We actually started on Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we were trying to figure that out and how to grow our audience. And then, honestly, the truth is it got hard to, like, always be on video and, like, be camera ready. Lord knows that's hard to do as working moms and wives.
Oh, yes.
But a podcast was a great way for us to continue to share our message without having the barriers of having to be seen.
Yeah, because I mean, that's a huge barrier. Let me tell you about Facebook Lives. Oh my gosh. I hear that a lot from, you know, from clients, and I'm like, you know, can you just shoot a quick video and just put that up there and I can, you know, get that scheduled for you, whatever. And they're like, oh, but I haven't gotten my hair done. I got to go to the hairdresser and do this. I'm like, look, there's an app called B612. That thing will have you looking like you got a full done up face. I mean, seriously, put your hair in a ponytail and go, you know what I mean? So just there's a problem for every, I mean, there's a solution for every problem. You know what I mean? And right. So we were out there doing it,
yep.
Just getting it done. And then we decided, hey, let's just put this on a podcast. So now we don't have to worry about that. But I mean, honestly, the best way to learn anything is just to go ahead and jump in. And I know that perfectionism in us is telling us, no, you got to have this, this and that. But honestly, you just got to jump in and just do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And evolve along the way, which I think that's what I'm grateful for is you and our friendship, our connection, our motherhood, yeah. Our sister wives. Because sometimes before we jump on and record, we just have time to just kind of talk about the things that are happening in our lives. And so I'm definitely grateful for that.
Absolutely. And then, you know, just being prayer partners, mm-hmm. and the things that we both have need prayer for, and we've mm-hmm. asked each other, you know, pray for me on this and I'll pray for you on that. And it's just good to know that it's not just you praying, that, you know, you have a community.
Absolutely.
You know, a prayer. And so that's very important to have that. But, you know, this year, every year brings growth. And I'm always thankful to see another year, first of all. Mm-hmm. Every New Year's Eve, I'm like, thank you, Lord, for blessing me to see this year in its entirety. You know, because you never, you know, you don't know. And I pray for the year ahead. And so I just thank God he has definitely been growing me. And that's something else I can add is my spiritual growth, you know, in Christ, because right now my kids are in a school that's actually teaching the Bible for the first time. They were in a school in North Carolina that didn't have any kind of, you know, teachings. And some of the things that they were saying were acceptable were not. And so I'm thankful that they're in an environment where they're learning the Bible. They love to read the Bible. They're getting it at school and at home. So now I feel like I have a partner, you know, that's teaching them. And it's not just us at home and at church, but now they're getting it every day as part of their everyday studies. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I'm really thankful for, and that they're just watching them grow and blossom when it comes to, you know, reading the Bible and just discussing, you know, what's going on in the word and the prayers. So that's something that I've also been very thankful for as well.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, the growth this year spiritually, I can attest to as well. And just trusting God, like not like kind of trusting him, because if I'm honest, that was my ammo before. Like, I trust you, Lord, but like, let me go ahead and just do this, this, and this. But really like trusting him, because like his math is not my math. So there were times when it was like, when business was tight and bills, a lot of bills, and we've moved over the last year, and you know about moving, and that can be expensive even if you have support.
Yeah.
So yeah, trusting him to say like, God, like you have to do this. So I'm believing you to do this, and I give it all to you because my brain is too small to fathom all of this, so I'm going to give it to you. And for me, finding such release and peace in that, to now I'm like, oh, let me just give it to God. Forget it. I can't even spend time trying to think about it and figure it out. I know he called me to do it. He'll fund it. He'll bring the right resources, and I move on a lot quicker.
Exactly. And that's a huge thing, because especially if you're a reform control freak like me. Oh my gosh. Trusting God and just taking it all out of your hands is something that is very hard, but the rewards at the end, it's like a muscle. Anything else that you just got to work and work until it becomes second nature. And that's kind of been that whole thing about trusting God and just knowing that, hey, look, I think he knows what he's doing a little better than you do, a whole lot better than what I can do. So it's also humbling yourself, like, okay, you know, it's in right, my situation's in right hands. And I may think I know the answer, but I don't. you know, because he has the whole 360. So that's been the biggest thing too. I can say that that's a blessing too, and I can speak to that. But yeah, this has been a blessed year, and I'm just looking forward to even more blessings and clarity moving forward in growth, because I think the more you do, the more you grow, and the more God begins to open your eyes to see the possibility. Like you, I mean, look how your book just transformed your business, how now you're doing, you know, something totally different than what you were doing before you started, you know what I mean? And how God has led you down the path that you're on. And so, you know, I'm sure you didn't have all the answers when you first started, but as you were doing that, you now like, well, okay, I know what I'm doing now, or I know exactly where I want to be. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a good example for us to not just let the process flow as it is and don't try to control it. You know,
so yeah, like that whole cliche of like, trust the process, right? I have a button, I'm in my office and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that all sounds well and good until you're called to trust the process, and then right. You really have to trust the process. So I think for me this year is for the first time, I actually trust the process. Yes. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm thankful for that.
Yes. And definitely same here. I'm just thankful to God, you know, even if I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I just say, okay, I don't know what you're doing, God, but okay, I trust you.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to always be like something you like or understand, but just say, God, I trust you. And so, but no, that's just been, it's just been a great year. And I'm just thankful to God for just that. I'm not the same person that I was in January, and I've grown even from then. So I'm thankful to God for that. And I hope you all are able to really reflect on, even if you just do three things, what are three things that I'm just thankful for this year that I can take into the rest of the year and into next year and grow and develop from? And just, I mean, if you want to track it, even look at what you wrote down and then see where you are a year from now and see how much you've grown and blossomed from then. And I tell you, that's a blessing just to look back and reflect. And so we definitely thank you for listening to us today. And we just keep in mind that this is a pre-recorded episode. And we definitely welcome you to subscribe, so that way you're the first one to be notified when we have new episodes that are coming out every Wednesday morning. So I'm Sharique, and you can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. Facebook, my Facebook page is Digital Innovation Media Group. And I'm the only Sharique L. Richardson, MBA, on LinkedIn. Where can we find you, Rashonda?
You can find me on Facebook and Instagram as Giver of Awesomeness, and on LinkedIn and Twitter as Rashonda Price.
Awesome. Well, we definitely thank you for listening with us, and we will chat with you next time.